When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1542 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's up, y'all?
Tracy, we were doing those stories from the Fate magazine. And I've got some more stories from there. This one says, I've tried to live close to God. My mother was a Christian, but she died when I was a little girl back in Mississippi. In 1952, I was living on Missouri Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. I was working in a laundry to support my own daughter, as my husband and I were not together. The day at work was hard. I was tired at night. One Wednesday evening in August, I decided to go to bed early. My daughter had gone to the movies with a friend. We lived in an old house. It seemed when you entered it as if you had gone backwards in time. Our room was on the second floor in the rear. You had to walk down a long hall just to get to it. On this particular evening, something happened to me that I will never forget. I was lying on the bed, knowing that deep sleep was not too far away when it occurred. We had one window on the west side of our room, and two windows on the south side. Near one of the windows was an old stove that matched the rest of the old-fashioned, out-of-date furniture. When you're poor, that's the way you have to live. Suddenly, I felt like I was floating. There was a buzzing noise in my head, and a rose-colored light lit up the room. From the window on the south, I saw my mother coming toward me. She reached the middle of the room, only a few feet from where I laid. I wasn't dreaming. I know what I saw. She acted like I questioned her. Mother had on the same dress in which she had been buried, only the dress had changed color. Now it was as white as snow. At the time of her funeral, it had been pink. But it was the same dress. She had her hands folded in front of her, and her eyes were open very wide, as if in fright, as if something bad was about to happen. Then she began to speak to me. She said, "Someone close to me, whom I love very much, was about to be here with me." She was going to tell me who it was, but I was sure that she was going to say it was I, and I was afraid. I began to pray to God, begging him not to let me know who it was that was going to die. "Oh, Mother, can you ever forgive me for being afraid that night?" I shouldn't have been afraid of my mother, for she loved me very much. If she ever comes again, I hope I have the courage to listen to her. But that night I was afraid. When I began to pray, saying I didn't want to know who it was, Mother started back the way she had come. She went out the window that she had come in. The following Friday, my sister, who lives in Arkansas, went to church, leaving 5 children at home in the care of an old uncle. She took only the 2 oldest children to church with her. While she was gone, her house caught on fire. The babies, a set of twins, only 8 months old, perished in the fire.
Oh, man.
The other 3 children were saved. I know Mother had come to warn me. Now I wonder over and over, if I had listened to her, could I have saved my sister's babies? I'll never know, for I was afraid of my own mother. But I do wonder, too, why Mother came to me instead of my sister. That was from Myrtle Cooper in Imperial, Missouri.
Wow, that is a good question.
It is a good question, but you don't know what she would have said. She might have said who, but she might not have said how or when. So you could have told your sister the twins are in danger, but of what?
Mm.
You know, you can't wrap kids up in bubble wrap and just, you know, keep them safe every second of the day. It's almost impossible.
Yeah. Well, that's sad. Huh. Did the uncle die?
No, just the kids. Just the 2 little ones. The other 3 kids all made it out.
Wow.
And the uncle.
Very sad.
It is. Here's a quick one. My father's voice. 22 years have passed since my father's death, and while I believe that there has been evidence through the years he was still helping me, something happened in March 1963 which startled me. I was ill. I was alone in Providence Hospital. My only son was half a world away. The doctors were certain my illness had caused serious heart damage and were sending me to the heart exercise room at 10 o'clock the next morning. Long after the nurse had given me a sedative, turned on the nightlight, and gone noiselessly away, I lay tense and unable to close my eyes. I was thinking, I was too young to retire. I'm not able financially to retire. And because of frequent hospitalization, to spend long months being idle with my damaged heart heals. I was very upset. Suddenly, it seemed a cool hand rested on my head. Distinctly, I heard my father's voice, as I had heard it often in childhood. "Sleep now, girl. Everything will be all right." The next day, when the cardiograms and the examinations were completed, my doctor came into my room smiling. "Not as bad as we thought. 6 weeks rest when we discharge you, then back to your office."
Wow, good, good, good.
I barely got 6 weeks off when I had heart surgery.
Oh, I know.
Matter of fact, I didn't. I had 3 weeks off, and I was forced
back to
go back to work.
Because you're crazy.
No, because somebody quit on me unexpectedly.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, I was back to an 8-hour day after 6 weeks instead of months, and have not lost a day since because of illness. That's a Louise Savage map in Washington, D.C.
Well, wonderful. Yay.
Yay. All right, guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1542 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's up, my peeps?
Tracy, we're going to finish off the week with another story, at least, from the Fate magazine. This one is entitled, Who Warned Me?
Who warned or mourned?
Warned.
Warned?
Yes.
Okay.
When I was a youngster, my knowledge of strange happenings consisted of a few little stories that my mother, Virgie Rowe, used to tell me about table rapping.
Love Virgie. Love that name.
That's a name you definitely don't hear much
anymore. That's right. It's a great name.
Since these experiences came from the inconceivable distance of her teenage years, I believed in nothing but facts. We lived in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1926, where I attended the C.E. Byrd High School. It was customary in the spring for the juniors to entertain the soon-to-be graduating seniors, and our type of fun in those days was a combination of a hayride slash wiener roast.
Nice. I'm down with that.
We planned to go to a large plantation about 15 or 20 miles north of the city, and several flatbed trucks layered with hay were provided. For city kids, this was a joy in itself. Were there city kids in 1926? Or were they all country at the time?
Well, I don't know, but they did good coming to the country because that's a good time right there.
We anticipated lots of fun, but our parents may have been a little apprehensive. Those were prohibition days, and along our route was quite a few speakeasies. Where and how these illegal liquor had made was a moot point. Sometimes it caused a paralyzing illness, and to say the least, bad liquor quickly produced a huge degree of intoxication. It was to be expected that more accidents occurred on the highways harboring these speakeasies. At any rate, we arrived at the plantation with no difficulty. We roasted our wieners, yelled, joked, and we raced around as teenagers do. About 10 p.m., our leaders said that it was time to start home. Our parents had some really silly idea that we had to be in by 11 p.m., even on Fridays and Saturday nights.
That's no fun. That's when the party gets started.
Reluctantly, we took our places on the outer edges of the truck bed. My partner Joe chose the left side over the rear wheels. Why, I'll never know, but had he not, this story could not have been told. As the truck leisurely proceeded along the highway, we sang the old familiar songs, laughing and joking, as only carefree kids can do. Over the noise, I distinctly heard a voice say, "Get your feet up." Since we were packed in like sardines, I shrugged off the impression as we continued our homeward journey. Second time, the warning was stronger. "Get your feet up." It's in capital letters, I'd say. But someone or something on the truck, I don't remember what, diverted my attention, and again, I ignored the warning. The third warning, the same words, loud and clear, were unmistakable. I asked why, and just as clearly came the answer, "A car will pass and strike right there."
Ooh.
Now, I squirmed, trying to make room so that I could sit cross-legged, yogi fashion. The process of getting into this position led Joe to ask if I was cold. When I said no, he pressed further. "Well, why are you sitting that way?" I told him the truth. A car may pass and hit there. He chuckled and said, "Oh, no, it won't." Nevertheless, I continued to sit cramped and cross-legged the rest of the way. More than once, I glanced back along the freeway. And finally, two headlights loomed in the distance. Vividly, I can see them now, dim and close together, typical of cars in the mid-20s. The car rapidly closed the gap between us, with the unmistakable weaving motion of drunk driving.
Oh, go.
And sure enough, as it passed the truck, the back of the car forcefully whacked the truck bed, splintering the edge. Joe's knee was scratched, and he looked at me in alarm. "Something told you to move?" he asked. All I could do was nod my head. Had I not been persistently warned, not once, but three times, I surely would have suffered painful, even serious injury. Had I overlooked the third and the most insistent warning, I might have had lots of time to ponder at a nearby hospital. And that was from Dolphine Rue Webb in Texarkana, Arkansas.
Wow, isn't that something? That is so amazing.
So the next question was, who was it?
I know, I don't know who it could have been, but thank God for him.
Yeah, interesting story.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. See, just try to go out and have a good time, man. Somebody's always got to mess it up.
Yeah, and you know, in the 1920s, there couldn't have been that many cars on the road.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't think so. And then to be you know, on the road and be drunk at the same time, that's, you know, not cool. Well, I'm glad he finally listened.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. But those are good times. It is so fun. We need to do that more often with a bunch of people.
What, just to have a random hayride?
It's yeah. Not easy to throw together. Why not? No, you do too, and you could sing and
well, first of all, you got to have a flatbed truck. We don't have a flatbed truck.
Well, get a daggone
U-Haul.
No, get a wagon. I mean, a tractor
with a wagon.
Yeah. I mean, the country, I'm sure there was tractors around. How fun would that be? That sounds like an amazing time, and that you're out there in the campfire roasting your wieners and marshmallows.
We just do that like 2 weeks ago?
We did. We just didn't have the hayride, but we did do the pontoons. I guess that counts. Yeah, but that was so much
throw
fun.
Throw some hay on the pontoon.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I want to do it again. Yay.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. We love you. Thank you for another good week.
Yes, thank you, guys.
We always appreciate you.
We do appreciate you. Love y'all.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT. Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.